Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Can decorative garments help inform our knowledge of physics? James Hanna, assistant professor of mechanics at Virginia Tech, is observing the complex rotations of whirling dervishes.
We're trying to understand the dynamics and mechanics of sheets and membranes, not skirts per se, but the work was inspired by the patterns that emerge on the skirts of whirling dervishes. These guys spin around and they generate this steadily rotating shape with several sharp peaks rather than something uniformly circular. We wondered what was behind these features and whether we could capture them with a simple model. The model we study is very basic. We ignore the effect of the air and even gravity. We assume that we have a uniform piece of material with no pre-existing pattern, and the only forces we consider are the tension in the material and the inertial forces that arise from its motion. With that, we come up with an equation which we can solve analytically. The result is a family of shapes that describe the possible rotating configurations of the sheet or skirt. What's interesting is that this minimal representation, with only two elements, captures some of the counterintuitive features of the shapes we observe in the real physical system, particularly the sharp peaks on the skirt. This doesn't mean that other elements like gravity aren't there and aren't playing important roles, but they're not necessary for certain features to arise in the system. One ingredient that is important, however, is that the body isn't a rigid rotator. There's a steadily rotating shape, but the material of the skirt flows along this shape, and you can see this in any video of the process. A consequence of this is that the material experiences a type of inertial force called a Coriolis force, much in the same way that objects or wind moving on the rotating earth experience a Coriolis force. And this force allows the formation of multiple peaks like those we see on the real skirts. While the origin of the research might seem whimsical or trivial, we now understand a bit more about the physics and the flows on flexible objects, and this is knowledge we can apply in many other physical contexts.
That was James Hanna of Virginia Tech. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years, and from Mount Holyoke College, Never Fear Change.